Joanne Harris, in her novel, Chocolat, wrote, "In my dreams, I gorge on chocolates. I roll in chocolates. And their texture is not brittle, but soft as flesh, like a thousand little mouths on my body, devouring me in fluttering small bites. To die beneath their tender gluttony is the culmination of every temptation I have known." This summer, the University of Oklahoma Libraries teams with the Sam Noble Museum of Natural History to promote their new exhibit, Chocolate. This special exhibition from the Field Museum in Chicago will allow visitors to explore the relationship between human culture and this candy. Chocolate, on view from May 15th through September 12th, will immerse visitors in a sweet experience, engage all their senses, and reveal facets of chocolate they may never have thought about before. The exhibition explores the plant, the products, the history, and culture of chocolate through the lenses of botany and ecology, anthropology and economics, conservation, and popular culture. University libraries offer several sources on the rich topic of chocolate. Use the Find Books option on the library's website to locate such titles as Harris's novel, Chocolat, or explore the history of chocolate by reading Marcy Norton's Sacred Gifts, Profane Pleasures, A History of Tobacco and Chocolate in the Atlantic World. The history of the cacao bean is fraught with bitter struggle. For an anthropological, historical, and economic perspective on chocolate, see such titles as Lowell J. Sartre's Chocolate on Trial, Slavery, Politics, and the Ethics of Business, Cameron L. McNeil's Chocolate in Mesoamerica, A Cultural History of Cacao, or Michael D'Antonio's Hershey, Milton S. Hershey's Extraordinary Life of Wealth, Empire, and Utopian Dreams. For a current exploration of the treat, you can read Bitter Chocolate, Investigating the Dark Side of the World's Most Seductive Sweet, written by Carol Off. In finding out more about chocolate, don't overlook the scientific aspect, which includes a book edited by Jeff Talbot entitled Science and Technology of Enrobed and Veiled Chocolate, Confectionery and Bakery Products, as well as Coffee, Tea, Chocolate, and the Brain, edited by Astrid Nellick. To locate current and past articles written about the sweet confection, visit the Find Databases portion of the library's website to utilize such databases as Anthropology Plus, Business Source Premier, and the Dictionary of Food Compounds online. For more information on the chocolate exhibit, please consult the Sam Noble Oklahoma Museum of Natural History website. Visit the library's website at libraries.ou.edu to learn more about the resources offered at university libraries. If you have any questions, please email us at librarian@ou.edu or call us at 405-325-4142.